Welcome back, Tabloid Tarot. I'm Ruben.
Tuesday.
And we're here again. We're going to be doing our kind of a quick tabloid update on what's going on in the news, catching up after our little break. Hope everybody had a good holiday and another one coming up. Another one. And another holiday.
Don't DJ travel. Khalid has a podcast if y'all are interested.
Right? Hear about whatever that is. I don't know what he's doing it about, but hey.
I couldn't remember what it was either. I was just so, like, in the zone of, someone gave him a podcast?
Yeah, man, like, he's got money. He can just start one. We did. We ain't even got money.
Yeah, but, like, he was, like, I don't know.
He's probably sponsored.
Yeah, he's sponsored by somebody.
Oh, of course
he is. I can't remember either. I'll find the ad.
When you got enough money, like, people give you more money? It's kind of the, I don't know. It's what they do.
Yeah. You know, the rich get richer.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, sometimes they just kind of get all the monies. Then they get a little more money to make more money. Yeah. Played yourself.
I can't wait until I'm rich.
Right. And people give me money for being rich.
Oh, it must be so hard right now. Yeah, it just says, here's some more money. Great.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
This will lift the burden.
Then I'll use all that money to, you know, make more money somehow. Make a money tree. It's going to be weird. It's going to be real weird. Let's give it a moment here. I don't know if it'll pick it up there, but I wanted to see, and I'll see on the headphones later on editing, if it'll pick up the airplane that likes to fly over us that sounds as if we're being attacked by, like, a old school World War II airplane that comes in, like, often.
Well, I don't know what else was going on, but I swear I could feel vibrations in the ground.
I was probably going real low.
Okay. Yeah.
It was coming low.
Yeah, straight up, like, even if it goes down Donnie Darko style with the plane, like, through our wall.
I'd have heard that plane so often that I wouldn't have thought anything was wrong.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh, there's a plane. Is that plane again?
I may, like, you know, wake up before and be like, what? Sounds awfully plane again. Close.
Oh, it got me. Oop, I'm dead. Wake up on the other side. Wake up on the other side. So, like, as we were saying, now his podcast could still have some pretty good interviews because his platform does allow him to interact with other people at an equal or adjacent platforming, which is nice when it comes to some of these things because you might not have heard as genuine of an interview with some people as otherwise, kind of like Marc Maron's podcasts and stuff like that. He'll be a good interviewer.
His voice, if that's your real voice, DJ.
You think he's got a stage voice?
He sounds so fake. Like, and he's one of those fake rappers that acts like he, like, made it and when he's been, like, rich this whole time. Right. And shit. Like, yeah. I don't know. Just, like, he's so fake, I don't see how he could create genuine content.
Yeah, you never know. This might be his most genuine work. Hey, some people find, like, interviewing is, where like, really where they shine. And, like, they didn't even know it. So,
yeah, maybe this is his calling.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe, like, In a one-on-one interview type setting, like, it becomes much more, like, real, and, like, it maybe allow him to connect, like, deeper with his fans, and, like, and in his, allow his fan base to potentially interact with other people's fan bases, and vice versa.
Yeah, sweet crossover.
As well as potentially give a platform to people who don't have that big of a fan base to give them a good shout-out, of being like, tell people what you're up to. So it's like, yeah, it's a extension of his platform. We'll see what he does with it. Now, in movie news for everyone, I'm sure everyone's heard about what's going on with HBO. What you might not have heard about is how pissed the movie theaters are about this decision. They've been pissed about this before, about digital releases.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It hurts them, especially now. Like, it's bad, but, like, what I read, they were just, like, were clinging on by a thread. Like, pretty much they were just like, then why not just give up now? Just freaking close up shop. So, like, it sounds like you're done anyway, or you're, when everything returns back to normal, however you want to phrase it, and people can safely go to the theaters, they will rape you on the prices.
Oh, yeah, like, they're going to do that anyway.
That would be their plan. They are just going to, like, up.
They're going to jack them prices up, no matter what.
By a ton.
They're going to find a reason to jack up the prices on everything in movie theaters, and then they're going to be surprised that people don't go.
I mean, that's fine. If going to the theater becomes more of a luxury, I totally accept that. And, like, yeah, it is one. I would like to see more drive-ins and stuff come back.
Drive-ins, cheap theaters.
Yeah, that's a thing, a really fun one. Especially, like, with drive-ins and stuff, you can bring your own food and, like, just, like, really make a night of it with your family and stuff. And that's way better than going inside of the freaking draft house with their shitty food that is always just, like,
only good for beer.
Stuff that you could have, like, gotten out of the freezer section and made yourself, pretty much. And, like, some beers.
Yeah.
Like, their drinks are all right.
Yeah. Now, drinks-wise, ooh.
Dude, yeah, you're making your own drinks, too. What was it,
Paramount Theater? Obviously,
have a designated driver.
Was it the Paramount Theater?
Yeah, where they make the strongest drinks. The smallest, but the strongest.
Shout out to the Paramount Theater bartenders. Good Lord.
They'll get you tore up.
They'll get you drunk. Get you drunk. My Lord. I got, like, a tiny Dixie cup drink, and I was like, you people, how much is this? This is insane. And I, like, took a sip, and I was like, oh.
Right, it's like a Virginia Slim. You're like, oh, these old ladies are smoking. And then you take a freaking drag. You're like, oh, my God.
Suddenly, like, that's a cigarette. like, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Sometimes it's got the strength and you didn't realize it. But, like, yeah, like, when it comes to the theater, they're going to have to offer more than they used to if they expect people to accept a price hike during these times. Not just COVID, economic times. People are broke.
See, like, for me, I was only really going to the draft house because of its silence policy and whatnot and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's mostly what I was paying their prices for.
Yeah.
Like, and that was
the ability to watch in peace.
To watch in peace. With a drink. And also with the option of having, like, a quote meal, you know, it's real food instead of just concession snacks. Because, like, other places, you know, there's the basic hot dogs and da da da. So you do have more selection at the draft house, but it's still, like, I don't know. Like, draft house, make a real fucking menu. That's what would be nice. If you want me to come back to y'all, like, make good food. But I seriously doubt that it happened. Like, I go for the quiet. I go for your special events. I love, like, the drag events that you've done and, like, the tea ones. Those are awesome. But I don't support all this rent a theater and endanger a group of people and shout and laugh about it and just spread more COVID.
Yeah, that's the bits that I'm just kind of... If you're eating and... Look, COVID is real and it spreads through the air. If you're eating and drinking in an enclosed building that's just circulating the same air in the room around with 20 to 30 people, y'all are gonna...
Limit's 10.
The limit, wink.
Yeah, plus the fact, like, do you live with those 10 people?
Are they close family member that you trust have gone nowhere? No.
And even so, if they are, why not just stay home?
Just watch and, it like, together, guys. Make an event. Skype it together.
Like, you don't have organize. To have the biggest TV. You don't have to have, like, the best sound system. Just, like...
Simulcast it together. Figure out something to make it a sweet social event that you guys are all enjoying. From the privacy of your own homes, I understand people, the social interaction, the idea of needing to be face-to-face, but right now being face-to-face can be dangerous. So the theater is kind of out of the question, especially one that I'm going to be eating or drinking in, or others are going to be eating and drinking in. A theater with 10 people per theater isn't making any money.
Oh, that's just for their rent your own theater.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
If you're not doing that.
So if I go to a regular movie.
If you're going to a regular movie, supposedly there's social distancing. Everyone's wearing a mask. Except for when they're eating and drinking, which is all always, the fucking
which
time.
Is always.
If they're just going to put their mask down on their chin and be animals. I know it. And like they're going to put their head, their faces in it. Like, the parents and Spirited Away and just fucking chowed down, and I can't do it.
So, yeah, that's our hang-up. I don't know what your hang-up may be with theaters lately. Now, besides COVID, put COVID aside, right? It's hard to do, but let's put it aside for a moment. And in that moment, I remember I'm broke. And I could barely afford to go to the theater to begin with.
Exactly, maybe y'all still go to the theater, or before, went to the theater all the time, it was a luxury to me, so I only picked very, you know, specific movies,
We went and saw Casablanca, we've seen, we like to see old movies that we didn't have the chance to see in theaters, that's one of the reasons why we enjoy theaters. New movies sometimes are great. We go see them when we can. In theaters sometimes is best. Like Dune. Dune is going to be coming out straight to video and theater. It's going to be coming out in 2021. In October?
Yeah. It's supposed to be October.
I would love to go see it in theater because Dune is going to be amazing on the big screen. And I don't have a big screen at my house. I have a medium screen, a normal screen. And, I can't imagine risking my life to watch Dune. And I don't have a suite, I'm not going to show up in a full, still suit with a breath mask and,
If I had the money, I would. Oh, yeah. If it was still, totally unsafe, but, I just needed to, and I had the money.
Show up in the full desert garb.
Probably what I still would do is I would rent my own theater, and then I would just record me going in there with a steel suit and blah, 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 and being like, alone? You can still be safe.
Be safe. Watch the movie alone.
This is the way, though, to be safe. Freaking alone.
Pans over to a guy in a Mandalorian outfit. This is the way.
Yes, if someone was to also we'll start a GoFundMe so we can afford these costumes.
Yeah, we need full environmental suits for some reason. The cost of it is just nuts. I can't afford most of that. I'm pretty sure whoever's listening to this, whoever you are out there, you can't afford this stuff. Renting your own theater is something for people that can afford a big birthday event, maybe. But even then, you're inviting a bunch of people into, like I said, you gotta really think about
10
it.
10 people are inside of a theater, and at one point,
sweet, you're all super distanced. It's gonna happen.
Going for 2 hours. you're really gonna do that?
And you know what, man? We all know that one of our 9 friends. Is the guy that's just not going to wear the mask when he gets in the theater. And it's off. How far away is going to... You can't sit far enough away from that guy. You're all interacting. You know what I mean? Stay home, stay safe. Support your theater how you can. Which, sadly, right now is by getting political or lobbying for them how best you can. Because the theaters need state and federal assistance more than they need our assistance right now.
They need to work on their shit.
We can't assist them in the way that they would like and stay safe. And they shouldn't have to endanger themselves either in that manner. So hopefully something like that can actually get done here in America. So I don't know where you guys are. We got a lot of foreign listeners. We got a lot of European and overseas and in the EU and all that.
Yeah, and we're in Texas, so
yeah, we're in Texas, guys. Howdy, y'all.
Not great.
Yeah. So I don't know what state you guys are in. I don't know how you guys are getting along. Howdy. Texas is wacky. We're pretty big. We're pretty wacky. So what we got going on isn't the best. So I'm gonna do a quick check on this little Paquette Spread and see maybe the fate, like what's gonna be happening maybe with movie theaters, you know, coming in the future. Oh, that's not good. Got the Ten of Spades. Suffering, whoa, conflict and possible change. Doubts/fears, endings and completion.
Yeah, that's 10 is completion, and spades is thinking and communication. For me, I can look up this super specific.
Yeah.
As well.
So it's not looking that good, but like we were saying, they kind of got their stuff going on, man. I'm sure there's a bunch of movies you guys are looking forward to right now. I'm looking forward to Dune. It looks like it's going to be a huge production on the movie side of it. It looks very beautiful. As you know, you guys, I mean, if you've listened to any of our back catalog, we are pretty random here at Tabula Tero. Sorry about the rambling. Sorry about the yada yadas. But it's the way we are. You're listening, right? You're here.
The specific thing for the Ten of Spades and Cartomancy. Mm-hmm. Giving up. Victimization. Martyrdom.
Oh, shit. Wow. All right, that's fitting. Yeah, that's pretty fitting. All right. Yeah, that works. Makes sense. Checks out. Albino MBA. Checks out. Now, on that list of movies that was coming out, any that caught your eye, love?
I didn't really see the list. So, all I really know about is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman?
I'm like, kind of interested in it, but only for the costumes and stuff.
Oh, snap.
Because I gotta say, like, especially watching The Mandalorian, there are women of bigger frames that could have played Wonder Woman, not this itty bitty thing.
I'll give it to Gal Gadot. She's,
I'm sure she's given a great performance.
Like, she is making up for physical size in presence. You know what I mean? Like, so she's good at making it, I guess, you know what I mean? Like I said, she's doing a good job as Wonder Woman, which is enough to make you believe, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think that's why Wonder Woman is doing as well as it is out of the DC movies. Along the same lines as how, like, Aquaman is doing well because of Jason Momoa.
Yeah. But
it has a lot to do with the casting.
He's huge and ripped like Aquaman is.
So. Not necessarily. Aquaman is traditionally small.
Well, the ones swimmer's I've seen, he's body. Got muscles. Well, yes, he's still got like, muscles on
that him. Slim swimmer's body. The only time Aquaman is normally huge and ripped like that, nerding here, guys, is in, like, most of the alternate realities where he's, like, jacked. And some of the more cartoony drawings where he's, like, jacked, like in Brave and the Bold.
Okay.
But normally he's drawn, like, classic Arthur Curry style, which is kind of a slimmer swimmer's body. But, like, there are some, like, more bulked up. It depends on the artist, really. But, yeah, like, Momoa is a pretty large Aquaman.
I mean, he's also, there's large people, they keep casting such large men for all the other roles. So
yes.
It's like, if they got a slim Aquaman, then he would look like a tiny man.
A good muscular size, like, woman that's meant to play a good muscular size woman. Like, there are plenty of DC and Marvel roles that they could cast appropriately still. It's just, when are they going to be able to actually, like, get to them? Because the roles that they could have already cast for those things, they've already made the choice of who they picked. You know what I mean? Like, like Wonder Woman, like could have been a more statuesque, kind of muscular, you know what I mean? But at the same time, Wonder Woman wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
It also has a lot to do with the artist. Because obviously some artists are going to focus a lot more on the male gazing of like, oh, Wonder Woman, and then like draw her all like statue, like real like busky and like, you know, like, and then some are real focused on the musculature, and so they, you know what I mean? And then you have someone that draws in between that as like a middle ground, and like you have what becomes the accepted like form, and that becomes kind of the standard to draw Wonder Woman, but that takes a little bit. And it's the same with all comic characters, you know what I mean? Like Batman, you know what I mean? You've seen how like bulky and like weird, and like there's just some weird Batman art out there, and it's because different people draw differently.
Yeah, sometimes Batman doesn't have a neck.
Batman ain't got no neck.
Or it's a very thick neck. You can't quite see.
He's got,
you know,
muscles in his neck. Yeah, man. So, yeah, off the list, the only thing that really pops, like I said, was Dune. But it is an extensive list. So, give it a check, everybody, if you haven't already.
Where is the list?
Look up the... You can look it up probably from HBO Max. What was it? Warner Brothers release dates? That'll probably pull it up.
It's like the thing I read. I don't remember. Release schedule.
Yeah. Suicide Squad looks interesting.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat!
Like a remake?
Probably.
Space Jam: A New Legacy.
Yeah.
Godzilla versus Kong, also Mostly, I just see stuff. Tom and Jerry.
Man. I told you about that
one. King Richard. Who? Are we back to the 80s for reals with people just doing a bunch of coke?
Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah, no, wait.
Lots of ladies. And cocaine.
This list, at least on it, of like things that were to hit the theater, there's nothing that I'm excited about. There is only
Dune.
Arrakis, desert planet. Yeah, there's only, oh my god, Dune is gonna be so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gonna see so many pretty people.
Spice must flow, y'all.
The spice is gonna be flowing. The desert sand.
Yeah.
You know, like Steven Spielberg wanted to be in Predator 2, this is kind of a tabloid time machine, except for, I guess, the dude just now, like, admitting it. We're rolling!
Paused for loud sirens.
Yeah. So this is, like, new news about old things. Steven Seagal wanted to be in Predator 2, you know, as the main role, but the director, Stephen Hopkins, didn't allow it to happen.
Nice.
This is a quote from him.
Quote.
Steven Seagal was on board, and I had to go have a meeting with him at his house, which was one of the craziest afternoons I've had, sort of to talk him out of doing it. It was bizarre. He's a very unusual, slightly twisted kind of guy, and in the end, I couldn't see myself doing it with him. It didn't feel right. He wasn't the kind of hero. I thought it would turn into a cheesy, you know, it's got plenty of cheese now, but it's kind of a cool cheese, I think, as opposed to an uncool cheese. Yeah.
It's going to be an uncool kind of cheese.
And then also, like, the lead is supposed to be an everyman, but he told me he wanted to play a CIA psychiatrist who is also a martial arts expert and carried a gun.
Also plays the guitar.
I want you to come to my ranch in Santa Barbara because I've got a grenade launching ranch there, so we can go and launch grenades together. He actually said that to the director and everything to really, like, entice him to, like, give him a role and stuff. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great, bro. Let me not do that.
And then, yeah, he totally did
just
not
do any of that. Sounds fantastic.
I love it. It's fucking like 30 years later, like, this dude just decides to, like...
Like, that is straight up how you die, is going to Steven Seagal's grenade launcher ranch. Steven.
I automatically think of an eagle when you say seagull.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I'd see him being like, yes, yes, I'm Native American.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He most definitely does.
Or, you know, Asian, whatever I want to be.
Steven Seagal is notorious for his offensive code switching, where he is constantly trying to, like, mimic what he thinks people want to hear in the most offensive ways. So he thinks of himself as, like, a chameleon. You can find a bunch of really bad examples of this if you just look up any of his Steven Seagal Lawman episodes where he's talking to a white guy and he talks one way, and then he's talking to a black guy and he's like, my brother, my man. And you're like, oh my goodness, is he Huggy Bear? What is happening? And then, you know what I mean, he talks to a Mexican guy and he's like, hey man. And
they're all cool with it, but...
It's not a movie. It's a TV show where he's supposed to be a real life lawman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a fucking Under Siege when they're in the kitchen. And that's he's not just the like, only. I'm talking. Yeah, doing that kind of.
No,
shit.
He does that too in Under Siege. It's just also what he apparently does in real life, according to the Steven Seagal lawman of it all. That's what he seems to think is acceptable because he's just out here doing this to folks. Like I said, depending on who he was addressing is how he would speak. And when it was a person of ethnicity, it was always the most, like, offensive-feeling manner of speaking. Like, why are you talking to him like that?
Like, so you're affectating. So they can understand.
Yeah, so they understand me better if I talk to him like I have a bad Mexican accent. You realize that talking that way doesn't mean he can understand you better if he doesn't speak English. Settle down, Rachel Ray. It's not a, like, what these people, when they're, like, was all these, like, when all the cooks, they'll, like, grab an Italian or, like, whatever ingredient, and, like, then they'll suddenly, like, be, like, tortellini, and you're, like, bro. Yeah, like, bro, calm down. Just say it like you know what you do
when you're in the grocery store. If you have an Italian last name, you can, yeah, you unless know, you got, do it all up you want.
Yeah,
I mean, Giada can fucking do it in chick. She's legit.
She knows what she's doing. If you don't know what
she's
you're doing,
an
don't
actual
do it.
Italian who barely eats her food.
I don't roll my R's because I don't know how. You don't see me trying to be like, you know, real hard. I think I best can be like tortilla, and that's not even with a real R. I just can't do it. I don't know.
Well, there's still a rolling R in tortilla.
It could be.
It just has
you roll all your R's if you knew how. I just don't. But if only I did. I'd be rolling my R's all the time. I'd roll all my R's. I would be surprised. Everyone hate me. That guy. But I can't, so I don't.
There's like a exercise you're supposed to do, like around the rugged rock, the something Rascal ran. It's supposed to help you with rolling your R's. I can never really get down my R's either when I did Spanish.
So yeah, Steven Seagal, not surprised. At all.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, it ruined that movie. Sounds awful.
But like I just thought that was amusing because, like, he's in my algorithm now because we had listened to, shout out to another podcast, Behind the Bastards,
mm-hmm.
about Steven Seagal and his
good series.
Infamous life. So, yeah, that article popped up. Also, in sad news, kind of. The Christmas Chronicles 2 is to be Kurt Russell's last movie.
Mm. Yeah.
And I mean, he is 69, and he's had, like, a long career since, like, a little boy in commercials and shit. So he's been, like, doing this forever. Yeah.
Since he was, like, selling kids spy toys.
I don't know. I really like Kurt Russell. Always have. So I'm going to be sad, like, that he won't be making anymore.
But it makes
work,
sense.
But I totally have, like, older work that I can go back and watch, so.
But will it be his last? Emotion, deep feelings, family and friends. Tim Allen noises? Feminine beauty? Teacher? No idea. I have terrible handwriting, y'all. I can't read anything. I'm terrible.
What's the card?
The Queen of Hearts.
So hearts is emotions.
Yes,
and relationships.
Inverted.
Ooh, inverted.
Or, you know, reversed, upside down, flipped.
I don't know what happens on my faced ones
when Kablowies.
There's not an option on that.
For me, it's a general vibe. It means that there doesn't always have to be a hard opposite, that it's just immediately the reverse. It can just mean that it's not as intended or as would hoped or expected. That doesn't mean you can't rule it out, especially with something like a single card pull. So more than likely, yeah, this will be his last emotion, deep feelings, and family and friends. Kind of makes me feel like, do you have any kids?
Yeah.
Any daughters?
No, because Kate Hudson isn't his kid. I think he just has sons.
Okay. Any of them acting?
No. Not, like, seriously that I know of. I mean, it could be wrong. It could have changed, because I don't...
The teacher thing is what makes me think of it. But with it reversed, it might, like I said, be something completely different.
But, I mean, like, basically, he is Kate Hudson's father, because he raised her and everything like that. Like,
yeah, he's not birth that makes father. It, but... I mean, hey, man, father is being there more than having been there when... You know,
yeah, having have popped out the sperm.
Yeah. I did this one bot. That makes me the daddy. Yeah, well, you're maybe the daddy, but that doesn't make you the father. You need to be there for that.
So I'm definitely going to watch the Christmas Chronicles, the first one. I'll let you know how good it is.
Whether she enjoys it.
And I guess if you like horror stuff for the holidays, check out The Thing. If you haven't watched it, it's like, I don't know if I'd say it's underrated now, but like for a while it really was like, it had no appreciation. It's kind of like, I'd say like a sleeper kind of thriller horror, but I mean, there's still like a scariness in it visually.
Still got some scur.
Yeah. Some special effects going on.
Yeah. Now, other stuff. Thing I'm thinking on is, like I was saying, what's her name? Olivia Jade. Whose daughter is she again?
She is, oh my god. I'm totally blanking.
The father's the fashion designer, correct?
Yeah, I know. Mosmo.
Yeah. So, from the college, Felicity Huffman?
No.
The other one then. Done. That's all that matters. It's not that one. It's the other one. That's all that matters, guys.
It's Aunt Becky, and I can't believe I can't remember her name. I know her real name.
She, as we all know, got in trouble for the college admission scandal. Covered it earlier. You can check that out in the back episodes. Her kid, as we've said, they knew what they were doing. They were in on it. All right? They snatched a spot for a scholarship, not admission, scholarship, into a school. That scholarship is meant for someone that is underprivileged, that earned that spot through hard work and diligence. Instead, she paid and bribed for that spot, causing some athlete to not get that spot. And to me, that's just, I just have no sympathy for her being like, I want to you guys to see me differently. I don't want, you know, this or that. Like, look, she's on the Red Table. Check out Red Table Talks if you really want to hear the interview. Supposedly she wasn't exactly coddled within the interview, which is nice and all, but it's still kind of, I saw one person that said rather well, it's kind of weird that you brought this to three women of color so that it's to talk about how extremely privileged you are and your mistake. Like, it's not a mistake. You chose to do this. You didn't stumble into a scheme and find out later. You knew you were not an athlete when you got in. You know what I mean? Like, that, ugh. Yeah, that for the whole thing, because it seems she lost all of her advertisement entitlements and all the stuff that was going on with her trying to be.
Of course, you're gonna lose your sponsors and all that shit. Like, when, like, as far as I'm concerned, you're still a criminal. You just got away with it.
Yeah, you just didn't get in as much trouble as you could have. You got a
slap on the wrist, really. You should be thankful.
Yep, and, but she wants more. I mean, I don't know what her personal motivations are, as always, alleged and conjecture. Don't sue. Don't sue. She seems to want more, and you get that by keeping your name relevant and trying to make people not associate your name with a college admission scandal, with the theft of someone's future, with the fact that you haven't had to pay for your crimes, like that. Your parents paid them for you, as they did your college. You've earned nothing on your own. And now you're asking for...
more.
More. You're asking, like, earn it. Go out and do something.
No, I'm entitled to it. It should be mine.
Yeah, like, makes no sense. The people that need to be, like, interviewed are the people who didn't get into that scholarship. They need to figure out who in that year when they got accepted, who didn't get accepted, who was the person in line to have gotten that spot that didn't get it, and you need to pay them something because they had to go to a second choice of college, or their family maybe had to scrounge and hard because, you know what, they did still go to that college despite not getting the sports scholarship. Because their family were like, we want you to go to the college that you want to go to. And we're going to, you know, mortgage the house and do whatever we got to do to get our son or daughter in the school that they want. You know, like,
yeah.
How do you pay those people back? You can't. And that's what she and so many other people who are complicit in this scandal, in this conspiracy, are guilty of harming people in that way, in a way that is almost incalculable. Like, that's rough. And so to ask for forgiveness, or to not be like, I don't know, if it's very strange, because a lot of it seems to just be that she doesn't want to be seen as a victim, saying that I don't want people to think I'm not wanting to be I'm trying to be a victim. It's like, but no one was saying you are.
Lori Loughlin.
Is that? Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's in my bookmarks. Thank God.
You're like, I knew it was in there. But yeah.
But her daughter.
That's a bit of an update on that, guys. And my high horse moment.
Yeah, I'll bust out on the Johnny Depp ones, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So his appeal against the son was denied.
Denied.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
He lost his role in Fantastic Beasts 3. Mads was lying. And we'll be replacing him. Supposedly, I don't know how real the petition is, because there's so many, like, clearly bots and shit.
Yeah.
Whipping out stuff from. Supposedly, they're going to boycott the movie without Johnny Depp.
The movie was kind of screwed.
And I mean, like, is anyone still watching these movies? Did anyone, like...
You got Johnny Depp out of there, but did you get JK?
Ever.
Does he still make it so J.K. isn't getting money?
I mean, no.
Because I don't want to give J.K. Rowling any money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the good the good news for Johnny Depp is Dior and its, you know, racist lovingness
is not going to drop him.
Dior is bonded to him like, who? I don't know. Dior, the perfume.
Ah, yeah.
His campaign... That has not been. He will continue to represent their cologne called
Smells of Vodka.
Sauvignon.
A vodka and a long night of cocaine and other drugs. Prescribed to you by a doctor. Whatever that smells of, Johnny Depp supports it.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Johnny Depp has something on Dior, but I guess everyone couldn't just, like, betray him. But it's, yeah.
They're like, we don't care. There's people that. Like the image of Johnny Depp. It's controversial, and they'll think of our smell.
Oh, yeah. So then we got the
smell of controversy.
People coming out and whatnot. Elliot Page.
Yep.
And Youngblood came out as pansexual. So they're both Elliot white.
Came out as trans.
Trans, but it's all within the community.
Yes, yes.
The LGBTQ.
They didn't both come out as pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all within the community, and it all helps show representation within communities in the way that, like, it shows that people can be accepted, hopefully, by everyone. As well as that it's not... Oh, jeez, what do we got? Trains going on now.
Train pause.
Literal train pause, because it stopped immediately after we tried. That's how it works. But yeah, guys. Representation is representation. It helps, no matter what community of color or ethnicity or background you're from. It helps to be able as a child to see yourself in representation. You know what I mean? And so it's good all around to me.
Yeah, it's true, because, like, straight up, like, because of how sheltered I grew up, and, like, not just movies and media and stuff, but, like, in general, I didn't know until my adulthood what trans even was. When there certainly was a movie with a character for me to be like, oh, yeah, that's, you know.
I can understand that a
little
better.
That's what I feel. That's what I'm experiencing. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
No. It was nowhere. Or it certainly was not easily accessible to me.
Yeah. Representation matters a lot in that sense, because it helps you understand how people potentially see you, and also shapes how people see you, because, like, when you're Hispanic or brown, yeah, when there's a brown guy in a movie who's, like, the butt of every joke, eventually someone gets it in their head that brown people are the butt of every joke, and it's funny. And then they make their entire career about how brown people should be the butt of every joke, and they perpetuate that. It happens, sadly. You know, that's why representation that's positive can be just as important as negative. Because we're everything. We can, you know what I mean? Like, Asians don't just have to be scientists and therapists and, you know, people with, you know, they can also be, like, living in a trailer park. You know, they're like, oh, hey, man.
What's his face in, the monster?
That doesn't help me at all.
What's his daughter get murdered? They all let the Hongseo
yes.
Murdered by that thing.
Spoilers. for the movie.
The movie with no name.
The movie we can't name right now.
It's also, so there's bad. Dogs.
Also, there's dogs in the background. This is gonna be one of those guys. All right, just bear with us this week.
I hope you got your coke out, because, you know, just going crazy on this one.
Yeah, we got some crazy stuff happening.
Oh my God, I dogs can't in the background. Remember got a single train. Person involved
got
now.
Airplane.
Having to go to the director, and this is like the worst.
The host. Yeah, so the host.
The host proves yes. That Asians can be
now,
very dumb.
Hey, man, everyone can be dumb. That's what I'm saying. Like, representation matters. You need to see everybody everywhere. It shows that we can all make stupid decisions. We can all make smart decisions. We can all be brave. We can all be coward. You know what I mean? Like, there's no hoarding of one attribute in one ethnicity that really is that predominant in that way in my mind, because I've seen so much variety amongst people that, yeah, I feel we are all capable of some dumb shit.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's good to see that, like, that's not all that you see on TV is you're people that look like you doing dumb shit. And then people assume that people that look like you are going to be doing something dumb. That's why Cops was such a bad thing for, like, so many people. Because, like, it created the representation that police were performing their jobs improperly, even if they weren't. Because Cops is so weird when it comes to the way it shows police perform. That almost everyone looks like a crackhead, like, on the show. And, like, it makes everyone look bad within your community. Be like, oh, great, it's another white guy and a wife beater shouting about this or that. Like, now, you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, most of the time on the ones that I watched, if it was drugs, it was white people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of, if y'all haven't heard, this is also in the tabloid TV and all that news. Cops is supposedly coming back. They're going to be filming here in America in one small town. I gotta look it up. I'll give you all an update when I find it. For European backlog episodes. They apparently had signed a contract to provide...
So they're only going to show it over in Europe.
Yes. Here. It will not be aired in America, but it will be filmed in America.
The thing. You have a VPN.
Right.
That's how we'll watch it.
But apparently they... signed a contract saying they were going to give so many episodes, and then they didn't have that many episodes because they got canceled, both network and, like, culturally. We're like, we're done with Cops.
Oh my god, they should have done it in freaking whatever town Dean Cain is in. That way he could have been one of the cops.
That'd be, yeah, perfect.
Would have watched it.
See
how terrible
that way it can turn out just like Steven Seagal, that he's like a complete phony.
Ooh, even better. Steven Seagal can come on to the force as well.
No, he can't. He cannot come back into this country. There's a good chance that if he steps foot, somebody's going to slap him with a subpoena.
I forgot about the recent allegations.
Yeah. Alleged.
Yeah, so, please don't hurt me, Steven Seagal, or mafia that may have funded
the mob that may have funded you, the Russians that the are currently that harboring may have funded you. Me,
the Lifetime movie.
Dude, that'd be a. Well, speaking of Lifetime movies, as well, like I said, we bounce all over the place, guys. That's what we do. So speaking of Lifetime movies, there's gonna be a. Was it the Recipe for Seduction?
Cancel.
A KFC movie.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right. Is it playing yet? I gotta remember to cancel the sub because it's about to pop up to the regular price of Lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. Save money, y'all. Canceling.
Death of a Cheerleader. It was pretty fun. It's an old Tori Spelling one.
Yeah.
And she gets murdered really quickly in it, y'all. So, like, if you don't like Tori Spelling, it's definitely the movie for you because it shows that she needed to be murdered. Even though it's based on a true story.
So brutal.
Just
she deserved it.
The way they painted it.
Klingon bastards killed my son.
She was straight up, like...
Let them die.
Just that popular, like, bitch who made anyone that she could feel bad about themselves and stuff.
Got anything else in your bookmarks?
I'm trying to stay away from the COVID talks, so, you know.
Oh, I know. You know.
People trying to spread misinformation and whatnot during this time.
Oh, jeez, right? Yeah, people with platforms that are famous, now is not the time. I doubt anyone with a platform that's famous is listening. They don't care about me. They don't care about me and you. What does it mean you care about Mickey Mantle? Mickey Mantle don't care about you. So... pretty much, they're pushing what they're pushing, man. But they ain't surviving it. They ain't living it. They ain't in these streets. They aren't out here with you and me.
You're not an essential worker.
You aren't working at like the grocery store. You ain't bagging shit. You're not out here pumping gas. You're not doing any of that. So it's real easy to say this thing isn't real. This thing doesn't affect people, this thing is yada yada, when you're in your mansion, when you're in a private plane, when you got enough money to stay safe, when you feel like you have enough money that you're going to be able to bribe your way into the vaccine before other people. You know what I mean? Like, you aren't, like...
Right, they say, like, priority is going to go to those that need it, but, you know, also people that have money are going
to they're going to be trying to snatch up a dose or two. You know, they're going to be calling up their doctors.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can you get me some of that COVID? So I need to go to a party. I want to be, like, feel safe. Yeah, well, you were doing all that anyway. You just didn't... Now you want to, like, at least say that you got vaccinated somehow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're talking about people that might be, like, celebrities. This is all blind items, essentially. There are supposedly celebrities that are planning to fly over to the UK so they can potentially receive doses, because the UK and Europe are going to be getting doses ahead of America.
Yeah, I mean, I guess go ahead and do that. That's a pretty dick move.
To be like, I'm going to hop on a private plane and go get the vaccine ahead of citizens of that country and citizens of my own home country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty privileged.
I mean, obviously you think very highly of yourself if you're doing that.
Dude, so just be careful where you're getting your info. I mean, I know you're listening to us right now. We're not doctors. We ain't got no credentials.
But we do support the CDC and their guidelines.
Right? We support science. I don't know if you support science. And I know that's very strange coming from people who are, like, reading tarot cards and, like, talking about ghosts and, like, metaphysics. But, yeah, we also believe in physics.
Yeah, like, I grew up on Bill Nye, and he's still getting it
right
with the truth, which is science.
I don't know if you listen. I don't know if you watch Mr. Wizard, Bill Nye, any of the science guys. You know what I mean?
But Magic, like, School Bus.
Something. I don't know, man. Trust science. Trust your doctors. Try at best you can. All right, you got to trust them as best you can. Otherwise, who are you gonna trust? Stay safe. Alright, don't go acting crazy. We ain't out of the woods yet, but we're getting there. Now, like we were saying on the movie, platform-wise of it, and celebrity-wise, some people have been using theirs well.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the Death Fashion Show. Case 2.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I hope you're alright, Case 2, but I'm pretty sure you've just that. Been...
I'm pretty sure Case, like, 2 just got COVID.
Recklessly, like...
I'm pretty sure Christian Stewart. We keep calling her Case 2 like we know her.
I will.
I will.
Wait.
Yeah, pop her out around a corner wearing the same outfit she was wearing. Is that the actual outfit I was wearing? Yes.
Cosplay. This is you at the fashion show. And then just, like,
I gotta
look around a little bit. Look slightly bored.
Look slightly bored. Clap my hands a little.
Do we have that video?
You can find it.
I have to find the link so that we can share post it with it up. You. But
yeah, yeah. Christian Stewart went to the... oh, God. She went to the fashion show. I want to say it was Couture. But they had a fashion show with one guest, and it was Christian Stewart. No one was wearing masks.
Yeah, she wasn't... That's the thing, like... Obviously, I think the models could have worn masks, too, and you can incorporate that in the whole...
You could have incorporated it into the look and the fashion. But if the models are not
going to be, that's their choice. They've been quarantining, blah, 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 hopefully. Why is not Kristen Stewart at least then wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Wear an awesome fucking mask, you know, and show people that it's the thing to do. But I mean, maybe she's fearless. Maybe she's already gotten the vaccine.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe
that special Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. It's just one of them things, man. Right now, this is still in tabloid, everybody. I mean, right now, COVID news... And the tabloid news kind of, they interact, because celebrities making COVID mistakes is what it is. You know what I mean? It's America. It's a phrase we use. Sadly, even the president uses it. So.
I mean, it is, but then you see celebrities younger than her, like Miley Cyrus and stuff, and they're out trying their best.
Yeah.
When they're doing shit.
So, like we were saying, some celebrities are trying their hardest. Some people are slipping up. Everyone slips up. We're all human. It's up to you You know what I mean? Only you can prevent a forest fire in your lungs. But
right. It's just I'm like horrible about it because I like take all the steps back to be like, well, when did this really begin? You just like spreading this horribleness. It's like, well, with Kristen Stewart, obviously she was never doing it all along. She's got a haircut. Her hair's dyed. Everything looks fine and stuff. So you've been to like stylists and different whatnots and stuff. So you're getting probably, your hair like, done don't and give getting a all this stuff. Damn about safety. Like, I bet I can look up stuff with you just being like licking your fucking like whoever's cutting your hair's person's face and shit.
Like Amber Heard wearing her mask like oh my a God, purse.
Right. She's like the perfect example of people that just like have their mask like on their wrists and stuff as like an accessory almost. Oh, this is like my mask bracelet. I have it on my wrist. I'm like with the mask, so it's fine, right?
A snap bracelet. It's also a mask. Well, snap it on your face.
I would pay good money. Dude, that'd be there was a sweet snap face bracelet in it.
It was like a like snap around. Mask. Like it had like the same neck. Style thing on the back, like and it could roll up for convenient storage. Oh yeah. I'd pay money for that.
I'd pay $1 for that.
I'd pay $1 for that.
I'd pay way more now. Someone needs to adjust that joke for inflation.
I'd pay $16.95 for that.
That's still not like even that much money.
No, but that's probably what $1 equates to.
You'd be like, oh, we already that bad.
When you buy a hamburger for a quarter and shit.
Oh my god. That, you know I think mean? If like the bad thing if I well, went now back a in time.
$3.
So many people talk about like you could stop this or that and stuff. If I go back in time, if I have any amount of money on me or I can even find money, I am eating all the food I possibly can because it's cheap.
You just go back in time for a buffet?
Yeah.
It's a weird use for time travel, but right on. I mean, I guess if
to
now...
enjoy food?
This is a complete, like, I mean... Episode over. At this point, we're just talking, guys. So, if you could have time travel, but you could only use it for food, right? You could travel, but time travel... only to, like, sample food. You know what I mean? Because, like, any other interaction with butterfly effect, ripple, yada, kill everyone.
Ew.
Point is, all you can do is interact with food. Where do you go?
Oh, I only get one?
Well, you're taking, like, a foodie vacation, time travel. I don't know. It's the future. You've paid for it. What do you go to, like, Italy in, like, 1602 to sample, like, you know, like, you know, a certain meal? Or, like, do you, like, try and, like, go, like, I'm going to go to France during the festival of this to try all the street food that would be available. You know what I mean? Like, where would you go if you could go in a time machine to go eat food?
Where wouldn't I go?
I guess that's another good question. But, like, where would you go first, I guess? And where would you, listener, go first to go get something to eat in a time machine?
I don't know. Somewhere where they make yak. We always wanted to try yak.
So, some well-prepared
like,
yak?
Probably, like, Asia. Nondescript Asia.
Oh, my. That's vaguely...
nondescript time.
Nondescript time, nondescript Asia. You could go to Asia right now and probably get some good yak.
I could. And I would, but it would be much more expensive. It's a waste of a time machine,
but... It probably would be
you're
much
talking
more
about like 25-cent hamburgers, and that's
all right.
We
that is
like,
still
well,
also
to.
Very true. It'd probably be quite a different price. Also, they'd know to charge you more.
So, like,
this
like,
lady wants some good yak. What's she look like? Tell her it
like,
costs this much.
How far can I go back in time anyway? I just put a bunch of quarters in my pocket and stuff and go back to the U.S. at a certain time. I'm rolling.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure you get the right quarters. Look at you like you're a weirdo with shiny 2000 corners.
It says on here. Yeah, it's real, I swear.
It's this weird thing on the back. What's this, peaches? So say Georgia? What's this? Ah, no, this isn't money. Some sort of funny money. Get her. Ah.
Right, this is a toy.
It's also, this lady's wearing pants. Get her.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm only interacting with food, pants you're fine. Should not.
No one's going to bother you if you're only interacting with food. But yeah, like, I think I would probably go somewhere like along the Silk Road, somewhere I could actually try something that was like the actual like Parisian chicken, something made with like proper asafoetida and like all of those, you know what I mean? Like, actually try some of the weirder historical foods that are just simply gone.
Because it's just, like, the problem. Like, hypothetically, I'd love to really see what, like, ancient Egyptian food was. You know, like, in pharaoh times. And obviously, you know, the rich people's food, not the peasants. It's all going to be shit.
And see, I'd be interested in all of it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be especially bad.
Potentially. Or it could be delicious. Fajitas are amazing.
Egyptian fajitas.
Dude, right? There are probably... I mean...
And also, I mean, they were supposed to have, like, some kind of fermented pomegranate drink and whatnot and stuff. I don't know. Like, Egyptian food could be interesting. But mostly because, like, I don't know anything about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you could pop in a time machine and go eat some food, like, yeah, I would think I would go to a civilization that seemed almost completely foreign to me, with ingredients that I would be unable to acquire in any time period but that time period.
But, I mean, also, if you're just interacting with food, then you don't have to talk to them or anything, so I'm assuming you just get to grab the food. So
yeah,
I don't need
much.
Any money.
So yeah.
I'm going to go over to, like, freaking Japan and stuff and eat me some Wagyu beef and sushi and just, like, the fattest person.
So that would just, you would just use the attempt to time travel to just go steal food from a robot.
Well,
like,
I'm
gonna show up and like not have to pay for all this food I'm eating because I'm time traveling to 20 minutes ago. Wait, what?
Yeah. Dine in Dash. Time travel edition.
I was like talking about like historical like. I want to see what they ate in Pompeii, you know what I mean, like, type of thing. Or what they
yeah,
actually,
I mean, I do,
how they
I
actually
don't.
Prepared.
Because, like, based on, like, the tasting history stuff and the different things we've watched on YouTube, like, it's a whole lot of raisins and shit that I just don't like going on.
Too much raisin, clove, and nutmeg?
All the fucking spices that I hate, they're like shoving 500 up the ass of whatever that they're boiling in a bag. Like, so much of that stuff.
To whatever they're boiling in a bag.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're boiling in that bag, but I bet it's got raisins in it. It does. I don't want any.
But it's got raisins and or spices. Just ready to like...
Generic spices. What? Is that nutmeg,
yeah,
like clove,
47
cinnamon?
Cloves in it.
Yes. And bay leaf.
Also, some star anise.
Enjoy. Also put star anise in it, yes.
Star anise pie.
Just all the things you don't enjoy.
Ooh. I love buttermilk pie. Authentic buttermilk pie. That'd be something.
Pinch nutmeg, star anise, and clove.
Oh. Is buttermilk pie a thing anywhere else, I wonder? Then,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, this is another, like, this is all just a whole other side. But yeah, guys, feel free to find us in the comments. Leave a review. iTunes. Wherever you found us, man. Give us the follow, like, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter at Tabloid Tarot. I'm Ruben Mojardo. You'll find me there. At Vero, same deal. Tabloid Tarot, Ruben Mojardo. Instagram, Tabloid_Tarot. And you'll find all of our info there. Feel free to interact. Drop us a message. Especially if buttermilk pie is a thing wherever you're from. Because, like...
I mean, I guess I can just Google it and everything.
Yeah, but that doesn't
but I
mean
wonder
you know
if it's,
the same.
Like, only an American thing, or...
I mean, it might not be an only American thing, but that doesn't mean some people are like, they say it's popular here, but I've never had it. You know what I mean? Like, plenty of Americans that, like, you tell them about a buttermilk pie, and they're
nobody,
like,
what? Nobody even here knows what I'm talking about. I'm from, like, the redneckiest parts, I guess.
where we eat buttermilk as pie.
And puffs. Does anyone else have puffs where you just take the canned biscuits and you deep fry them and you put some honey on it, like a lazy sopapilla?
Deep fried biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, they call puffs.
They just call them puffs?
Puffs.
Did y'all quarter them? No. Oh, you just took a whole biscuit and
deep fried? A whole biscuit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's puff.
So we like half them or quarter them and then we fry them.
No, this place did a whole fucking biscuit.
That's some shit, man. Alright. Till next time, guys. Stay hungry.